The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to Critical Hit, a Major Spoilers Dungeons & Dragons podcast. So glad that you are with us this week. I wish we could start off this show with some great, fantastic news, but we don't. We were recording an awesome session full of awesome, and the power went out, and we lost some good information. So yep. Between the five of us, we are going to collectively recount what had happened. As far as I remember, mm-hmm. we were on the Hawksbill.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we had arrived in the Astral Sea with a bunch of an island that was covered in fog. Mm-hmm. And the captain said,
"The fog is unnatural because there's no weather in the Astral Sea."
Exactly.
Well, no normal weather in the Astral Sea.
So
that's not what he said.
It was decided to take the Triskelion along in the handy haversack. Orym got his Parasite-y blade back, and there's no magical properties other than that it is a sort of plus evil.
Right.
At which point Matthew made the snide comment of.
That was me.
Oh,
actually.
Okay. All right.
That's all right. Whenever I'm mean, it naturally gets attributed to one of the two of you.
Right. And whenever he's clever, for some reason, it's always my fault.
So we all went into a longboat and arrived on a beach. And
as we stepped onto the beach,
we saw a derelict ship, which we went and explored. Mm-hmm. Rob, what was in that ship?
Whole lot of nothing.
Yeah, pretty much.
Whole lot of nothing.
There was a vault that was empty in the back and nobody around.
No captain's log. The ships had been there for a long time. It had been washed up on shore.
I made a really clever Marie Celeste joke and it just went...
Yeah, she makes good pies. And then as we continued to walk down the beach, we saw this little blue guy. We saw this little blue floaty guy come out. And then Randus had the brilliant idea to say,
"Hello, hey, how's it going? I'm Bob McKenzie. This is my brother Doug."
At which point, we were attacked by a bunch of ghosts. One, two,
six.
Three, four.
I believe five.
Well, six, six total.
Six ghosts. Four of them. What?
We rolled a religion check. Glaw did. And what did you find out, Glaw?
They were insubstantial beasties that caused lots of damage to us. Lots of damage.
Some of the lots of damage that includes that if we start within three squares of any of them, we automatically take 5 points of what damage?
Necrotic
force.
Force damage.
Yeah.
And they quickly surrounded us, and so we got a pretty good licking.
Yeah.
Yep.
There were two other.
They killed us all and stripped our bones.
There were two other entities that appeared, and really, I would suggest everyone head over to majorspoilers.com or look at the show link in here because we did capture all of the movements, so you can kind of see what the movement is going. But there are also two sandy ghosts that have kind of parked themselves right at the edge of the forest or the jungle and have been attacking us.
My religion check wasn't as good on that one.
Yeah, we don't know what's up with them. Let's see. What did Orym do? He,
died.
Well, he cast his,
Flaming Sphere,
which did relatively no damage against one creature, and that's who he continually focused on, until he made the wise, or maybe unwise, decision to, cast a Concussive Echo, trying to wipe out a bunch of them at once. That did not work, at which point, even though Orym had his Guardian Blades up, he was struck again, teleported away with his, Wizard's Escape, but was unconscious. During that time, the others also fought. Glaw, what did you do? Glaw?
I got the frack away from everybody and started attempting to blast to very little success.
Sir Brinson was kind of swarmed by these guys.
I refrained from saying frack and did a couple of whackety whacks and some stuff and some radiant damage with my sword of magic helmet.
And that's kind of important with your radiant damage, what happens to the ghosties.
It seems to keep them from being able to regenerate. By the way, they're regenerating ghosties, which sucks. And it turns out they also do a ton of damage. So it really is kind of a TPK bonanza.
Ton of damage. But we also have our healer, Randus. Randus, what happened in your... we only did 4 rounds of fighting. That's the other thing that should be pointed out.
Yes.
Yes.
Unfortunately, the big thing was when we were all pretty clumped together at the beginning, I went for the team high five. Was able to do that successfully, but then was also mauled by Ghost and not able to get away. So spent a majority of my heals upon myself until what time that Orm fell. And so by that time, the Ghost had actually gotten off of me, so I was able to run to him and basically wake him back up, and we'll see if he sticks around for another round.
Currently,
and
let's
Orm's
go through.
Plan is to set up a net, and Glob will hold the net, and we'll chase the Ghost into it, and then we can rip off his mask and see if it's really old, mean old Mr. Henderson. Who runs the abandoned pirate amusement park.
Currently, let's go around and find out how many hit points we all have remaining. Orm has 13 hit points. He's been bloodied multiple times, went down to 0 hit points once.
Glaw has 52 hit points left. He actually only got hit twice because he learned to get the frack out of there.
Stop saying frack!
Randus.
Frack.
I got 40 failing hit points.
Okay. And Sir Brinson.
I have fewer than necessary to be bloodied. I have 20 hit points and am in a bloodied state.
Okay. And again, if you guys want to check out and see where we're currently at the action, it's there. We apologize that we lost some good role play action, including some brilliant commentary by our game master, Rodrigo, who really set up this brilliant world, wonderful world in which we're currently.
He is completely the Matt Stryker of
Critical Hit. What happens when we have equipment that just doesn't stand up to power outages. I wish we could afford more, but anyway. Yeah. Rodrigo, over to you. Where are we at? Whose turn is it?
I was calling out Brenzen's turn as
the Black Darkness engulfed
us. The Black Darkness engulfed you. I sat here in my air-conditioned office eating Doritos, while you guys were plunged into hellish darkness. So, for once, technical issues were not my fault. Even though if I plug in my heating fan, it sounds like I'm riding a mini bike. Now, where were we? Okay. Orm is still flat on his back.
I'm awake.
Yes.
This is Randus. This is Randus. Orm. This is Brinson. This is, we should probably name everybody. Gerald is one of the ghosties. We got another ghostie who's a little blue and short. He's called Knifey.
Mm-hmm.
We
mm-hmm.
got another one with a flowing dress. Her name is Flowey.
Mm-hmm.
We got another one who looks all oozy, and we call him
Uzi.
Yes.
And then we have Rocky, who looks like a little rocky creature. And then we've got Muscles, who...
No, Beefy.
Oh, I'm sorry, Beefy, because he's got...
Technically, Beefy should be called Rambo if his associate is called Rocky.
Yes, so there you go.
All right.
I think you're caught
up. I am about to kill Gerald.
Or as I say, he should be called Bullwinkle.
Okay.
Gerald has a divine challenge on him at this point in time.
Yep.
Which means he can't do nothing but attack me unless I call him bad names, and I can just be like, Neener, Neener, Coralon says you're ugly.
Mm-hmm.
Which is actually kind of cool. So, Thunder Smite in the face.
Go for it.
Thunder.
All right.
We started a new session.
That was awesome.
God help me when they start working together. 32 to hit versus AC.
That'll hit.
Awesome. My weapon is still blessed.
Yep.
Which means I get 1d6 additional.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. So I roll a 7 and I roll a 6, and that's 13 plus 7 is 20 plus the 1d6 is one more than that. So 21. Plus 5 thunder damage, and the target is knocked prone.
So, 21 plus 5 more?
It says, plus 5 thunder damage, and the target is knocked prone if I hit.
Yay, prone edge.
Did Ghost go prone?
So it looks like...
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
And it's also still radiant damage, correct?
Yes, the radiant damage is 21 plus 5 thunder, and the target is on his butt.
Spiffy.
All right.
Okay.
Knock him over. I want to see him follow.
Pew! Wow.
It's good to see a figure other than Orym flat on his back for once.
Or Torque.
Yeah.
That's Torque true.
Spends a lot of time there, too.
Torque will get up and come back.
Okay.
Right. Orym, are you in dire straits?
I have got 13 hit points out of the...
I thought he was in Earth, Wind, and Fire. Orym.
Hey. All right, so what do I get? A healing surge?
A healing surge.
Didn't you already use your healing
surge? He did a healing hands on me, I thought, before. No, that
he
was...
He did it on himself.
One, it says yeah. Once a round.
Once per day per wisdom modifier, though. And it can only be used up to once per round.
Oh, well, that's dumb.
Oh, okay. Well, that's all right. I'll be all right.
No, that's dumb. I'm going to go back and I'm going to fix it. I'm erasing it.
So if some of it's a little odd to you, that's because we did that when you, the listener at home, did
that. Yeah. Correct. There was a moment where I did that. So,
there's been a lot of healing going on in this, but not the kind of healing that we all would like. Mm-hmm. Just the healing of hit points. Rob and Matthew are still at each other's throats.
Oh, yes.
We were getting along fine. We talked about some romance.
Top of the round.
Okay.
Right, are you doing anything else there, Brenzen?
I could have sworn that I had a minor action, but my friend
have Gerald challenged, so you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, we're good.
Okay. Top of the round, Flowey has no one to zap with her aura, and it makes her sad.
Life sucks. Get a helmet.
Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
No! Get away!
Just gonna try to stab the guy who's shooting missiles.
Boo.
It'd be worse. He could try to shoot the guy who's stabbing missiles.
Actually.
Hopefully he'll miss the guy that's missile shooting stabs.
What?
Don't.
Okay, that's going to be a... 31 versus Fortitude.
Yes.
For... 13 damage.
Oh, hey, look, I'm knocked out.
Oh, crap.
And you are slowed.
I slowly go unconscious.
Yes.
Ooh.
Elizabeth, I'm coming for you, Elizabeth.
Knifey! It's going to take some fire damage.
He's going to take some fire damage, because he's got this...
One.
Six. No, he takes six.
Okay. So three.
And why three, Brian?
Because he's insubstantial.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, these ghosts suck. Yeah, they're pretty rough. I don't know that they're meant to be used in groups. I think you're supposed to have one backing up some other ghosts.
Thanks, Rodrigo.
Hey, man. They're within the challenge rating.
You know what? If he starts doing his homework, then we'll have to start doing ours. It'll be chaos.
We won't do our homework, though.
That's what I'm saying. As long as we're all on the same level, eventually it's going to fall back in our court. Stop giving me the finger.
Oh. I'm counting.
That was Rodrigo.
He's counting to one.
Apparently, I'm number one.
Yep. I'll charge Glob.
Whoosh.
Oh. Gross.
Huh? Uh-oh.
Knifey's going to charge Glob. This isn't good for Glob.
Well, he's got 52 hit points. He should be fine.
True. 28 versus Fortitude.
Yowch.
God, yeah.
Wow, he hit the frack out of you.
Yep.
Possibly even the Shazbot.
8 force damage. 8? You?
Awesome.
You? Take it easy, all right? I'm looking at you, Bergdahl.
The Bergdahl Lama.
That's going to be 8 force damage. And you're slowed.
Again. Yep. Or still. Or whatever.
You're even slower now.
Awesome.
You're running on a 5th grade level.
Okay. That is Knifey, Rocky.
Was it a 5th grade level?
Will get to use his close burst that he hadn't gotten to use before.
Boosh.
Aren't you so glad you went adjacent?
Yep. I was.
It's funny too because he moved adjacent to him, and then he made the roll to see what he was. I was really hoping that he would get something really high. Was like, what do I know about this guy now that I'm up next to him? Being up next to him is a terrible idea.
Yeah. I made the roll before I moved adjacent to him.
No, right? You moved first, and then you were like, oh, religion.
Yeah. That's true.
No, because I.
He was going to step up. And
oh, that's low anyway.
I think somebody better run.
14 versus fortitude.
Okay, see you guys.
No, that doesn't hit.
Okay.
Yay. He probably still has effects on a hit. Never miss, does he?
Only for his friends, which this also targets. They're going to get a +2 bonus to AC.
Oh.
Until the end of the encounter, apparently.
It's beneficial effects to friends.
Hopefully that won't be long.
Man.
That is. Let's see, that's Uzi.
Gross. Well, all the technical problems are pretty fitting, considering that this is the end of this adventure. At least for this part of the party.
There's a reason he split the group.
Yep. And Knifey, who needs the extra.
I'm so glad we didn't bother to keep the Triskelion on the ship.
Yep.
Recovery mission.
Yep. Okay.
Rodrigo's excited.
Glah. You're slowed.
Awesome.
Slower, even.
Stuff.
Burst.
I don't have any bursts.
Don't you have like a water burst that you just turn into a big old form of tidal wave? And
yeah.
A shape of water balloon. Problem is, even if you turn into water, we don't have a gorilla to throw
him. Why did I put all my dice on my character sheet?
Because you're crazy.
Yes.
Hell, of course, this makes us editing this episode so much easier than what it was a while ago.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Why don't I use that? I've got Flowing Swarm.
Swarm.
All right, and I'll just take this moment to say, just so you guys at home know, I know that sometime that you know people get upset when we split a fight in two. I think due to technical reasons, we might have to start doing that again, or at least putting edits into fights.
Yes.
So that this doesn't happen.
Yeah.
So
that we don't lose entire episodes.
And while we apologize for the inconvenience, it is, in fact, for the best.
Yep. Thank you for calling.
Is there anything else I can assist you with? If not, thank you for calling and have a good evening.
Yeah, we'll go ahead and try Flowing Swarm.
Okay.
Close Blast 3, we'll set it here. There'll be... So Uzi's in the center.
Okay.
That's what we're going for.
Are you going to hit Rocky, too?
No, it's a blast.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
17 versus fortitude.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're rolling downright Brian-like today.
I know. I opened with a nat 20 on my initiative, and it hasn't been nice.
I tell you what you roll, it's inversely proportional. Yeah.
Nice. What else?
Oh, yeah.
Do you get anything on as an effect or on that power?
No. Effect. If you hit at least one target.
Okay.
However, I do get to use my diamond bracers. Until the end of the counter, I gain resist 10 against the damage type from which I have dealt damage since the end of my last turn. Force.
Makes sense.
Fires.
And then they'll hit you with fire.
Yep.
Rocky might hit me with fire, but the ghosts have been doing nothing but force damage.
Yeah.
And you're going to take 10 force damage as soon as they...
I should have taken 10 force damage at the start of my turn.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's fine. He's supposed to take that damage.
Yeah.
But you won't next time.
Correct. I'm bloodied. That bloodied me on the money.
Okay.
You went from no bloody to...
They hit me for like 30 points of damage and...
I think it's time to run.
No, I can handle the ghosts now. Like, the ghosts will be doing nothing to me.
Beefy.
Oh, I'm not...
We'll see yet. What Beefy...
Oh, okay. I thought you were just taking some time to brag. Me.
Yeah, sorry.
No, because I need to get away from Rocky.
Okay.
We'll just go ahead and shift. And tie up those two.
Okay. That's now an interesting way of putting it.
Huh.
Alright, now Beefy will shoot Glaw.
Blam!
Actually, he'll walk up. Wow. And then do his blarst again. Well, he will do his blarst.
His what now?
His blarst of darkness.
Oh, you're gonna make up words you can't mumble at the same time.
14 versus reflex.
Tell that one to Brian. Nope, that misses.
Okay. That'll be his turn.
Hey, Brian.
Yes.
Rob said I needed to tell you that if you're going to make up words, you can't mumble at the same time.
Gerald's going to stand up.
No, Gerald, don't stand up.
Kill him. Kill him.
Stand up for himself for once.
I hate you, Brian.
Then he's going to take a hack at Brenzen. That will be a 29 versus Fortitude.
Yeah. And that does indeed hit.
For 10 force damage, and you are slowed. Okay. Still.
What? I'm slowder.
Yes.
Okay. These guys suck.
Randus.
Alright, so what's it apply to a healing potion to someone else?
Could apply it to the dead guy.
I think it's a standard action, isn't it?
He's planning on applying it to the dead guy. Okay. He's just trying to find out.
Yeah, I think it was standard. We had this discussion before.
Crap.
Is it a standard?
You couldn't move and standard or something.
No, I don't know if I want to apply it.
Hey, just let him die. We're fine. We'll be fine as a group of three.
Yeah, I'll worry about it once he's down to his
just
second.
Shift away and shoot one of the dudes.
He's not bleeding out.
No, I'm not bleeding out. I'm just knocked out, so it's not like...
Yeah, I don't know.
He'll wake up. He'll be fine.
Gonna go get rid of knives. Let's see, how far am I from that mess over there?
I mean, there's five of them, and we have like 12 hit points between us.
There's still six of them, and we haven't killed any of them.
Six, seven, eight. That should probably be within range.
I would shift away from them.
Yeah. I'll just take them out. Let's even increase
his
distance.
He's mathing before he actually actions.
Yep. Well, not really mathing, but just...
Is it numbers?
Yeah, I'll just shift up here then. So I can try to throw down runic resistance in here so it hits all three of them if I hit.
Okay.
That's a big hit.
Boosh! Make it explode.
We're trying.
Roll a crit.
We'll see. I already did that once, so that's not going to happen twice.
Sure it is. It's going to happen right now.
Yeah, I'll roll a 16 though. So that'll be a 24 versus reflex. That's probably not the right number, but we'll go with that.
That'll hit all of them.
Okay.
Yes.
The actual one would be 27.
And he can do 4d8.
All right, 2d6 plus intelligence mod damage. 2 just damage type. We'll go with... cold damage.
What does that do?
Basically, I put cold damage on this attack, and each ally in burst. Well, cred.
You can slide it to include Gly if you wanted.
Yep.
Can you? It's not going to do you much good because he's already got force resistance, and you need fire and necrotic resistance.
I've got 5 fire.
Oh, well, okay. There you go.
Well, then you'll have 6 fire resistance until the end of my next turn.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't put necrotic on.
Right.
Okay. I only got, like, the elemental types. That's not bad. 9 plus... what the implement? Plus 6, so it'll be 15 damage.
Okay.
I say, is it just fire that you can do, or?
Fire, cold, lightning, or acid.
Okay. Go with acid, so as I get another one.
Well, I was just hoping to hurt the sand guy more. But acid on you?
I don't care.
Okay, acid resistance then of 6.
cool. I have 5 different resistances now.
Fine. Whatever makes you happy. Minor action.
Yeah, it looks like using a potion is just a minor action. Even if it's
on somebody else? Okay.
I couldn't find anything that said it was anything else.
Hmm. All right, can we say that, go ahead and do that before I moved?
Sure.
To Orm?
Sure.
All right, heal back 10 hit points.
Only 10 hit points?
You know he's yep. going to... You know he's
going to die.
You know he's
going to
take 10 hit points on his turn.
Never mind then. Yeah. I'll use the minor action to give 20 temporary hit points to Sir Branwyn.
Hey, now that's got a ring to it.
With
that means
my
I will stay upright for 12 seconds. Bloop, 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 bloop.
The goop.
The goop that goes.
Holy crap. Hmm. Runic resistance kills Knifey.
Oh boy, this crap. Could be bad.
Wait, what?
That's largely why I wanted to do that.
Final.
Why do you keep saying that this could be bad?
Final be vortex.
Final vortex?
Yep.
Didn't she wrestle for TNA?
Targets enemies.
Oh.
Let's see. Maybe. Hey, critical miss.
Maybe yay! These. Maybe the ghosts aren't getting along. Maybe they're.
Miss,
maybe
half nice. Damage, and the target is not teleported or knocked prone.
Yay!
Half damage!
Would they be teleported or knocked prone otherwise?
Yeah.
Presumably.
Or is it just like,
on the plus side, nothing's teleporting
the
you.
The target is
take
not
six damage.
Suffering from a turkey type. Coma or sporting a strange force. Melanoma.
Force.
Yes!
Awesome! So take no damage.
Yep.
Excellent.
Yeah. Like I said, the ghosts aren't going to phase me anymore.
Because I'm Rob and I'm immune to ghosts.
Exactly.
Well, there went my burst until I can lay down more bombs. I should just start blast, put them out with 6. Tink. Tink. Roll. Nope.
Yes.
Okay. Do the bombs, blow up and hurt people?
Yes.
Yes.
Throw more bombs.
They don't
Uzi.
Blow up very much.
They only deal 10 fire
so
damage.
So you said little Knifey is out of there?
Yeah, Knifey's gone.
You know how yay. Much not dealing 10 fire damage does in fire damage? None.
Wait, what?
You know how much 10 fire damage does to insubstantial?
You know how old I was when I was your age?
Less old than you are now.
Yeah, age jokes aren't going to buy you any help, man.
Uzi is going to use his super shift.
Super shift.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And then... charge.
Does something happen when he's next to the fire?
No, he just has
not
to start his turn.
That's just starting turn. It's not going to matter anyway.
Charge over there. Attack Randus. Four. This is going to be a 30.
Yes.
Okay.
No block with my other arm.
Ow! 13 damage, and you are slowed.
Yay, bloody.
Okay.
Get me right.
Okay.
I was getting my numbers mixed around.
And Orem.
13, not 31.
So what do? Save against dead?
Oh, you're passed out?
Yeah, but I'm also going to have to take 15 damage, right, or not?
No, you don't have
okay.
15 damage.
Okay.
Right. I was going to say.
They heal in subdual.
What's that?
They're just continually to knock you out.
Okay. So I save against death?
No.
What do I do?
You're unconscious.
You're unconscious.
Okay. My flaming fireball goes away, although the power of Worm is great. Maybe it would stick around as just out of its own pure will.
We'll say that it does.
Yay.
Impotently.
No. Instead of a...
just a tiny... up.
It's more of a...
a little fireball is also pro.
Yup.
It fell off of its base. Brenzen, take 10 damage.
Is it within 2?
Oh, yep. Take 15 damage.
Gee, thanks, Steven.
Well, you know.
But you do it all the time.
I know.
Schleicher, don't do that.
So remove 15 of that temporary hit points.
He's taking my job.
Nice.
He's not taking your job.
You mean we don't need you anymore?
He just pointed out something obnoxious. He wasn't... in the interest of our new peace treaty, I'm not even going to be rude. I take 15 points of damage. Is my turn yet?
Yep.
It is?
Did we sign a peace treaty?
Awesome. Okay. I'm going to attack some things.
I think he did.
Okay.
He did.
How many are within range of a standard attack?
Two.
And they keep hitting me, and I keep trying to teleport, but I never get to teleport. So.
You did.
You did teleport.
That's where you got.
How you ended up next to Horror.
That's why the whole part. I think that's why the whole fight went over there.
Yep.
Not the whole fight. You guys just need to get away from me.
Do I?
Maybe
I. Really?
Unless you got a bursty.
I think
I have
he's
a number
used
of those, but that's not the point.
Oh, you do have a number of bursties.
Yeah, but our listeners didn't get to hear you use any of those, so go ahead.
Okay, fine. How many are within a burst?
Two.
I'm going to use my long sword's daily power. I don't think I've used a daily weapon power, have I?
I don't think so.
The Cape of the Mountain Bank is
a daily,
I believe. Yeah. So
you, is that a daily weapon power?
It's a daily item power, which your weapon also is.
My weapon is an item?
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Next thing you're going to tell me, my item is a weapon. So I cannot use the daily power of my item because I've already used the daily item power.
Correct.
Precisely.
That is overly complicated.
Hmm.
Just a bit.
Yeah, it is.
I've brought up before, I think the most complicated thing in the rules is the item power.
Mm-hmm. Restrictions.
Yeah, restrictions.
It just seems inordinate. Yeah, Ardent Strike. Who looks to be most injured?
Orim.
The guy that's dead.
Let's see.
Gerald.
Yeah. What you could do is if you were to hit Flowey, Gerald already has your Divine Challenge, so you can hit Flowey with Ardent Strike and sanction him. So then both of those guys would be marked by you.
Cool, let's do that.
Kay. Flowey's a him.
26 to hit.
He started out as a him.
I never noticed.
26 to hit. What? Oh,
AC.
Yep, that'll hit.
Okay, 26 versus AC on the Framala Lamala Lamala. Oh, do de do do. One weapon plus this hammer thing over here. So I gotta roll my weapon. I can't find my 8-sider, and so I'm talking to cover the dead air.
Do you want me to roll?
Plus 7, 15.
15.
Plus 1d6. 15 plus 5 is 20 radiant damage in the face.
Yay. Okay. Top of the round.
Crap.
Kill them all.
Flowey will shift. Actually, let's see. 1, 2, 3. Nope. He'll shift and attack Brenzen. And probably miss. This is going to be an 18 versus Fortitude.
That would, in fact...
Oh, Knifey is dead.
H1. Yes, that misses.
Rocky!
Hi.
Apparently has a decent melee attack, so he's going to shift over Nya.
Boom, 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 boom.
Yep.
Good.
And... attempt to hit Gla. And he might...
probably.
23 versus AC.
Oh. Yes.
Okay. Do you have any resistance to necrotic damage?
No.
Okay. Take 8 necrotic damage.
Ow.
Gla.
Let me just a moment to math.
You've got sand on you.
Mm.
Necrotic sand.
Mm.
How can sand be necrotic?
Well, they're just using the sand as a shell to protect themselves. So
like
the, it wasn't
to have a ring and it's hi-fi.
Yeah, it wasn't. It wasn't like it's not. They're not even using it really to attack. This wasn't like a big Sandman turn your fist into a hammer type slam. It was more of like a swipe, and then the ghostly energy seeps into the victim. It's entirely possible that the actual physical sand never even made contact. It's just the it was close enough for the energy to get transferred.
Why does everything have to be a move action? I haven't used my action point yet, have I?
I don't think so.
Second win.
Don't need potentially. Oh no, I'm pretty far down. I'm bloodied and then some. Savage Rend on the guy what is in melee with me.
Okay.
So, tentacles come out, wrap around his arms.
And let's see how much rending they do.
Hey! Finally! 28 versus reflex.
That'll hit.
Yay!
Pretty sure.
Yep. I would hope so. Otherwise, I'm not going to hit these guys anytime soon. Max damage. 15 damage, and I get to slide him one square.
Okay.
So we'll slide him closer to his buddy.
Here?
Yep.
Okay.
Wild shape. In the middle. Since wild shape lets me shift one square, I'll get away from them. And action point.
Okay.
Lightning arc. One or two creatures. You know, the two sand
two
buddies.
Creatures. Yep.
Hmm. 23 versus reflex.
23 versus reflex. That will hit.
Yes. Yay! Finally, a turnaround. D10 plus wisdom modifier damage. They're both dazed.
Nice.
Until the end of my minimum damage. 8 damage.
Dazed.
Lightning. But they're dazed, and I get to make a secondary attack. Area burst 1, burst centered on each primary target. Each creature in the burst, wisdom versus fortitude. Yeah, that probably won't hit. Because that's a 15 versus reflex.
Okay. Nope.
Alright. Nothing happens on the secondary. And then I've still got a move action. Just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Okay.
Get the frack away from them.
Okay.
But you put yourself within 3 squares of...
And?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Doesn't bother you.
Force resist.
Doesn't bother you.
Beefy goes to hit Gla and realizes that he's gone. He cries a little bit.
And then blasts Gla instead.
He will
put one of the patches on Aurum on your next turn.
He'll move.
Jason to Aurum.
You can shift
closer to the.
Yeah, but also going to take 15. I'm going to take 15 damage as soon as my turn starts.
We're gonna go over there.
But if you put all, he's going to do is put the patch on you, which doesn't do anything until you actually spend the healing surge.
Oh, okay.
You get an additional 5 hit points on your next healing surge, and I have a. Healing word.
Okay.
Which he's is gonna cleric blast one, which gives you an additional D6s of hit points.
Okay.
Beefy so blast Brenzen.
Okay.
19 versus fortitude, Brenzen.
Negative.
Okay.
Yay!
Gerald will attack Brenzen. For a... 24 versus fortitude. Wait, yes, 24 versus fortitude.
That would normally hit.
How did
however,
Beefy attack Brenson? With Beefy is dazed.
Oh, he is. Sorry. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Carry on. No, I mean, he's still dead. He just wouldn't have moved. I should probably write that down.
He forgot that Rocky and Beefy were dazed, and so he moved Beefy and then had him attack, and that doesn't work, so Beefy... was suddenly back where you started.
Is that save ends or end of your next turn?
Next turn, I believe. I'll double check. Until end of my next turn.
Can I just say that this combat is too complicated?
Yes.
I'm just going to pick a number between 1 and 20.
Okay.
And if Rodrigo picks it, then we all die.
38.
Okay. Go for it.
The guy's attacking me. Is he?
Gerald? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think he was.
Shall we attack?
It was 24 what? Versus something, right?
Yeah.
24 versus Fortitude, which would normally hit.
Oh, yeah, Fortitude. Yeah, but it doesn't hit.
It doesn't hit because I use my pure devotion.
Cool.
Nice.
Far away. Okay. The only one in Lover, and I must be moving on.
Randus.
So any of those ghosties over there next to me bloodied?
No. Take 10 damage.
Yay. That's 15.
Crap.
So none of them be bloodied. Which one has been getting smacked?
They both have a little bit.
But not Uzi much at all.
Nobody's
been swinging.
No.
He's got some damage, but
nobody's swung at Uzi, I think, in a little bit.
So he's probably healed what damage he had.
Well, these turns are long, so
yeah.
Nobody swung him in a turn. It's like an hour of gameplay, but he's still only healed, you know, a little bit.
Thinking maybe Dancing Weapon.
Dancing Weapon wouldn't be bad. Although
it would only be around for 3 minutes or 3 rounds max.
Yeah. It only gets a quarter of your hit points?
I believe so. Healing Surge.
Let's go ahead and double. No, I think you lose the Healing Surge.
I don't. Not with Dancing Weapon.
I know. I know you don't lose the Healing Surge with Dancing Weapon, which is why Dancing Weapon is awesome.
Yes.
That and its attacks are minor action. And Artificers range get five. The best summons in the game.
Nice.
Glossary.
I was going to put him on Ooze so he'd get the least amount of damage per turn, but
let's see. Seven creatures, an ally. Summoner's D, creatures, defense is equal to Summoner's, not including temporary bonuses or penalties. Hit points, summon creatures, max hit points equal to Summoner's bloodied value.
Nice.
Summon creature drops to zero, it is destroyed, and Summoner loses a healing surge. Oh, I'd only lose a healing surge, I thought I took damage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Summon rules are so complicated.
So now you're going to do it?
I might.
Alright. So should I focus fire over here? Or
unless you want to try and use it to tie them guys up.
Yeah. I think I want to get rid of these guys first, and then we can worry about those.
Yeah, those guys are just hanging out over there.
Yeah. Just kind of blasting away, not really doing anything.
I guess it's still a ranged attack.
Well, they've missed like half their shots.
So I will shift back.
Okay.
We'll just go ahead and...
There's a quarter over there.
Alright, place it here. Flanking. Using my Resounding Morning Star to Dancing Weapon.
Okay.
Basically, my assistant grabs it, flies over there, and starts trying to wail at it.
So the quarter.
The quarter represents your assistant.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, somebody had asked... Oh, well, Torc isn't here, so never mind. Somebody had asked how come the dog had not made an appearance in quite some time.
You forget about it.
That person must not have heard the, by now, probably hours that we've spent talking about the dog and what he represents to the party and to Matthew specifically.
There's a dog?
Where's a healing surge? Alright, so I guess summoning it in and of itself.
If you give up an action to cast, we'd be different. But
doesn't actually use the or didn't actually cause him to attack, so I'd have to spend another minor to do so. Alright, so we'll instead wait till next turn and then smack it, or try to shoot over there with something else, I think. Thundering armor upon Brenson. That's the one.
Benson, yes. I'm played by Robert Guillaume.
Or not.
Mariska Hargitay.
Next.
Isn't the Thundering armor in effect, though?
Oh, that's right. No. No, it's not. Yes. Plus one power bonus to AC for Sir Brenson.
I say it's the whole reason you picked Thundering armor is because you didn't actually have to hit to get the beneficial effect.
All right, so, yes, plus one armor.
It's how you build characters, so as to countermand your dice rolling skills.
Uzi will move over here.
Yep.
Yay, plus one armor. Yes.
Awesome.
And we'll point out that none of these guys have ever attacked their AC.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's fine, because the thundering armor would have helped if he had hit.
Yeah. Just wanted to clear some room.
Attack on Brenson.
I duck.
Probably. There's going to be a 21 versus Fortitude.
Negative.
Okay. With the flanking?
Wait.
23
versus Fortitude.
Would people stop correcting him when he's trying to kill me, please?
We would if you would stop reacting like that.
All right, so does that hit you then?
Yes, it hits now.
Okay.
Thanks, Brian.
It's 11. Da-da-da-da-da. 16 damage, and you are slowed.
Okay.
Is Orym still out?
Orym is still out.
Okay. Brenson, take 15 damage.
I'm down.
Okay.
Oh.
Thump.
Cred.
What happened to all of your temporary hit points? Were those taken away?
Those were largely taken away with the start of the
first 2 turns. He's been taking 10 damage a turn at least.
So which one of them am I supposed to heal?
Not me.
I don't know.
I'm not the... Okay. I don't got no powers.
They are going to knock him out instead of kill him. Or attempt to kill him. Top of the round. Flowey will point a sword at Randus and say, "Surrender!"
I look at Glau. Alright. Well, okay.
He motions at the floating morning star.
Come on back.
Okay.
Place back. I grab it. Put it away.
Drop your packs. You turn back into a person.
I am a person, currently.
No, I mean a real person.
That's the best you can do.
Oh, I see. Drop your staff.
Thud.
Okay. The sandy guys walk over and start take Orym and Brenson's weapons, including the other weapon that Orym has in his other scabbard.
If they want to do that.
And wait, they will lead you at sword point into the jungle, the ones of you that aren't conked out.
All right, we're going to end it there this week, mainly because I'm angry that we lost our show before, but also because that sounds like a good point to end. All right, everybody, thank you so much for listening to our little show. We will talk with you next week. Here's hoping all of your dice rolls are critical hits and your powers are all UPS-based. Bye.
For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.